Does that thing have some kind of bag inside that catches the dirt and dust?
It's got the bag inside. We've got vacuum cleaner. We've got a carpet sweeper. The carpet sweeper, it's not like a vacuum cleaner. You know, you don't plug it up. You just push it over a rug, and it picks up the stuff. And then you just empty it out. You know?
That's it. Okay. Well, say if you had to mop that floor in there in the kitchen, what would you use to hold the water? You know, you...
Bucket.
Yeah. Any particular kind? What would it be made just, out of?
Our bucket is made out of plastic, but they do have the kind that's made out of, I guess you call it a cross between aluminum and some kind of other kind of material.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a foot tub.
Yeah, I see.
You can use that.
Have you ever seen one of these things some people have in their kitchens? I guess it's designed to reduce the size of garbage, some kind of...
Oh, a trash compactor.
Yeah.
I've seen one of those, but it already, you know, the house already had it. It was built into, like, the cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like like a dishwasher's built into it. Someone goes.
Mm-hmm. I see. Seems like those things would be pretty handy to have.
Mm-hmm. But some, like, the ones, well, if it's already built into the house, you usually have the house built or... You know, the person who built it decided they didn't want it, or they couldn't finance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they couldn't afford to do any more to the house, so they, you know, they give it to you. Well, you have to buy it from them, but that's the way it is, because they don't make them until the house.
What would you call the big can that you put your trash in and then set out for the garbage man to pick up?
Garbage can. Yeah.
Right. Have you ever seen these great big things, maybe at shopping centers? Usually they're green, great big metal things that the stores put all their garbage in.
Oh, yeah.
And these trucks come around and lift them up and dump the stuff out.
Dump stuff in.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. I don't really know. I never did think about it, you know.
What was it you said? I think you said, was it a dumpster? Is that what you called it?
What?
Those big metal things that hold all that garbage I was talking about. I thought I heard you say dumpster.
Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard it called that?
Mm-mm.
You don't have any particular name for it?
I don't call you anything.
Okay. What about some slang names for cigarettes? You know any?
They just really just call them by the name, you know. You, hey man, you got a cool, Salem or something like that, or a Camel. You know, it really sounds dumb coming to somebody and say you got a Camel.
And one or two, huh?
Yeah. those are the names, you know. I know.
Yeah, when you were talking about drugs, you said marijuana was called weed, the good stuff. Have you ever heard people call cigarettes weed?
Mm-mm. Like they call cocaine and heroin smack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't even know that many names for marijuana except, you know, the plain one.
Mm-hmm.
They used back there in the early 70s and late 60s.
Yeah. Okay. What about, getting on a different subject for just a minute? What would you call a man who works at a funeral home?
what do you call him, babe? Those mortuaries. I don't like to think about those names, but that's what they used to call them. Mortuaries.
Or mortician?
Mortician, yeah.